Hello, this is Craig Wiley. Here we are on Looking Up When Things Look Down, Christ-Centered Recovery, brought to you right here at Hope Church of Monroe. If you don't know where Hope Church of Monroe is, we're located about 33 miles south of Detroit and probably about 22 miles north of the Ohio line. Like I said, it's a little town called Monroe, Michigan. If you're ever here, look us up. We're at 6370 J Drive. We have 11 a.m. Sunday morning services, and we'd be glad to see you. Come on in, bring a friend. Coffee's always hot. We love our coffee here. And if you're looking for a perfect church, you're definitely going to be surprised when you get here because we're an unperfect church filled with unperfect people. Matter of fact, if I think about it, if you're looking for a perfect church, you're going to mess it up the moment you walk in because there are no perfect people. Amen. With that being said, like I said, today is we're going to discuss addiction recovery, and that's being Christ-centered. The reason I say Christ-centered is because I don't believe in the 12-step program. I believe in the one-step program, the stepping out of self and stepping toward Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, the thing about that is I don't like what they teach in our 12-step programs. You may think, hey, Craig, wait a minute. I've been sober with the 12 steps for many, many, many years. When I started this, the Lord spoke to my heart. That's true. There are many people who have been helped with their addiction to alcohol or drugs or whatever it may be, gambling, pornography, obsessive compulsive disorders, but you know what? They have not been set free. They have not been set free in their spirit. They're still going to die and split hell wide open without a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can be as sober as you want to be, but without that relationship with Jesus Christ and Him at the center, you still have a tendency to want to get lost and trapped and fall back into that addiction. I am not who the world says I am. I'm who Christ says I am. I am redeemed. I am set free by the blood of Jesus. Sadly, in AA's, you'll stand up with your hand and say, "Hi, my name's Craig. I'm an alcoholic." Well, that is not what the Holy Spirit says. The Holy Spirit does not say, "I'm an alcoholic." He says, "I'm redeemed and set free by the blood of Christ." Hallelujah. Well, with that being said, today I'd like to bring on my first guest. Her name is Marnie Anderson. And Marnie is a good friend of ours here at Hope Church of Monroe, and she's also had some struggles and things in her flesh throughout the years that I think she'd like to share with you there, Miss Marnie.
Hi there.
Hey. I did say your name right? Marnie Anderson?
Yes, you have. Yes.
Hi. Well, if you'd like to, Marnie, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. Share a little bit with me, please.
Well, I was born and raised in a suburb of Detroit, Sterling Heights. And my father and my mother are just normal, everyday, working, hardworking people. Had a large family, went to parochial school, was raised Lutheran. But a lot was going on in my household. And I'm coming from a place where I was abused and had that mindset of abuse, and that led me to making some bad decisions in my life and the people and places and things that I did. With that being said, I met my now ex and met other people through him, and decided that I wanted to try drugs and got into alcohol, and God has set me free from that. In that process, there was definitely a walk. Mm. It was a walk with Him. He's been chasing me for a long time.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's been chasing me for a long time.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, now I'm running to Him because of that, and surrendering and giving it all to Him.
So did your addiction, did you start out like drinking and then lead to drugs, or did you start straight into the drugs? And that, because I know you said something to me earlier that you felt that you were addicted at one time to alcohol as well as to cocaine.
Yes.
So, I mean, was it just a slow process, the addiction, or was it something that, you know, you stepped into right away and got that addiction, or how would you say that affected you?
Well, given the fact that alcoholism is in my family, I think that addictive mindset was already there. And just because of my upbringing, you can go to church and worship God, and I was raised in that, but if you're not walking the walk, you know, so that thing, that seed there was planted. So I did drink. I drank early, at an early age at home, which was acceptable then, during different things. So alcohol definitely, I think, was the segue, if you will.
So you started drinking before you started into the drugs and
Yeah.
But you say now that this relationship, you were in love with this man at this time, and he had an addiction problem when you met him, so you didn't know that like right away? You just realized it after marriage or what there?
I actually realized it on a first date.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was a couple's date, actually. You know, had the whole limo thing, come pick me up, blah, 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 and all that, and they were doing lines right there, you know, right in the
back of the limousine, huh?
Yeah.
Never done that before.
But I did not partake at that time. And it was not, it wasn't until I had gone and visited him where he was living with some friends where that was, that I partook.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that's definitely something that progressed over time.
Yes.
I think, when did you finally come to grips with this, that you had a problem? That you're like, hey, wait a minute, my life is getting a little out of hand here.
No, like I said, God's been chasing me for a long time. There's times there over fighting this addiction for 20 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until 3 years ago that I finally laid it all down. In between that time, there's been several times where I've tried. And try it on my own. You can't do this on your own.
So why do you think it didn't work when you tried?
Because I didn't let God help me. That's why I was trying to do it by myself.
Ah,
you know?
Now we're getting to something here.
Yes. I needed God, and that's what did it. That's wholeheartedly, 100%.
So what do you think? Did he work on one addiction at a time? Did you have to, take them both like that? The reason I'm saying that is because me, in my life, I struggled with alcohol for 30 years before I surrendered it to the Lord. I struggled with tobacco addiction for 46 years before I gave it to the Lord. And cocaine addiction for over 30 years before I gave it to the Lord. Each one of them had their process, and each one of them had their different mode and different way of surrendering to God, but yet he took them all. So I didn't know if you went through the cocaine addiction, you had to lay that down before the alcohol, or did they have to both go at once?
Well, I actually put myself into rehab.
Oh.
I had come off of a bender of about 48 hours. And coming off of that, there's just this feeling like inside it was laid on me, I'm going to die.
Mm.
If I don't stop this, I'm going to die. And I was crying out to God, and I was not walking with him at all. And I just fell on my knees. I was crying out to him. And I knew I needed to get out of the situation I was in. I was in an abusive situation as well. And so I went into rehab. And in rehab, I had to lay it all down, smoking everything all at once.
Gotcha.
Alcohol, cocaine, and smoking at one time. And
I bet you that was rough.
It was... It was a walk. Yes.
I'm thinking of my own. I like you. I had to go to a couple rehabs early in life. I'm 58 years old almost here. And I think it started in my early 20s, 19, well, yeah, about 21, 22 that I had to. Mine was alcohol, definitely right away. Of course, I had that cocaine addiction, but I didn't recognize that as an addiction at first. That was always the alcohol I thought was the main thing. But, the thing about it is when I drink, I got my mind to a place where it wanted more. So when I drank, it brought on the attitude that I want some Coke now.
Yeah.
And then I would go get the Coke. So usually it started out with me as drinking was the first thing. I'd get in that lost mind that they talk about. That they talk about that overcomes you when you're drinking this bottle of spirits. And now I'm like, okay, let me go get a line or let me go buy a rock. You know, so it kind of led to that. It never started with me, okay, let me do a couple lines and I'll go have a beer. But one thing with the drinking was, oh my God, when I started the cocaine on top of that, it seemed like you could drink all night long. It's like I never got drunk. So basically I would stay up for, you know, we know we had them benders a couple of days at a time sometimes, it seemed like.
Yeah.
But the thing here is when the Lord took it from me, he took the addiction right away of the drinking. Now, I laid that down. I met Jesus Christ in a rehab facility. I gave my life to him. I got out. I started right away getting involved with Christ-centered recovery in churches and people that, you know, could lift me up when I was feeling down at that time, because they knew, you know, my problems, my past, my history, the jails, everything else. So they would help me out in that area, and I always had to walk away. So I did this for years, struggling. Always would walk away from the addiction, or I'm sorry, walk away from the help that the Lord had put there before me, and fall back into my old lifestyle of addiction. For me, it was, I bounced bars.
Yeah.
So I, you know, right away, if I need to work or something like that, I'm like, well, I can't do that. I can't do, oh, I can bounce bars. So I'd always go right back to that same old hair of the dog kind of thing that bit me. You know, I had to say, and I'd always go back to that security at the bar, and then right around the same old in the crowd, and right back into the same old path.
Well, that's kind of what happened with me on and off throughout the years, too, because a lot of it is lifestyle. And the lifestyle I was involved in was a lot of clubs and things of that nature. And people that have been friends of mine for years, and that, you know, you want something different, you need to do something different. You can't be around and be associated with people that are partaking in this, because it's just going to lead you right back. And that's exactly what it is, what it did. At the same time, this first time that I just put it all in God's hands and looked to Him, and that's what's kept me clean. And, you know, from there I went into a woman's shelter here that's in Monroe, Michigan. And they helped me there quite a bit. In that journey, too, I was able to sit and get closer to God, and as far as my recovery. And they also had another charity here in town that I was associated with, that helped me in that process, because I have a hard time with the 12-step programs, NA and AA. Yeah.
Mm. You know what? I'm sorry to interrupt here.
No, it's okay.
But, you know, I had such a thing. It was just in my mind right now as we're talking. That same thing was going on here. And the thing I had, the problem was, I was introduced to Christ. I knew Jesus Christ. I felt the indwelling of the Holy Spirit the moment I accepted Him. I knew that God was leading these people to me. I knew that the recovery that I was accepting in the churches with the fellowship of other believers that love the Lord. So I knew what was behind this way of thinking was the mind of the flesh. I knew what was behind my addictions was that sinful nature that I was born into. I knew right away, once I was saved, that what had to happen was my way of thinking had to change from this way I was born into, from this old man of flesh that Craig was born into. You see, Scripture teaches me and you that we all were created in sin, and in sin did our mothers conceive us. So we've had this problem from birth, which is this mind of the flesh. So right away, it bothered me once Jesus came into my heart that this world, these steps, these programs, these self-help books, and all these things were teaching me that it was all about self. It was all about me. I had a sickness. I had a disease. I had to want to be set free. I. Everything was pointing to I and the sickness, and it was never pointing to Christ, the only true answer and hope that mankind has. So when I realized that, and the Holy Spirit said, listen, these people may get set free from their addiction of alcohol or drugs, but they're still addicted to this lifestyle, and they still have the same old mind of death, meaning that they can be sober and still split hell wide open. They need to know me, only Jesus can set them free from that sick, thwarted mind that brought on death, that mind of the flesh. You know, Scripture teaches us here in Ephesians 2, 1 through 5, you know, the Lord told Nicodemus that which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And John 3, 6 says, only the Spirit of the living God can take these dry bones, these dead bones that are sick with sin and rebellion against God, and make them spiritually alive.
Amen.
So all these things that this world was trying to teach us with its self-help programs and its 12 steps are all a bunch of hog fat, born straight in the pits of hell. I don't care if they help you get sober or not. They're not even touching the surface of the real problem, and that's sin. We all are going to have this problem until we come and sacrifice ourself, our flesh, and put it on that cross and die to it each and every day.
You are correct on this. And this is why I say this. You are so correct on this, because the only reason why, and it's all God why I'm still clean. If I did not look at the root cause to my problem, and know that the only way, saving grace and healing that I was going to receive was going to be through him.
Amen.
I mean, like you said, it's all about self. It's about I. But if you're not looking at the root cause, which is sin, and I was coming from a place where there was sin, you know, there was abuse, there was all kinds of things in that mindset, in that mind frame. That's why these little kids are in these situations. I pray for them. You know, that God has their hand on them. But, you know, you're in a situation like that. The only way you're going to have any kind of healing, any kind of peace, is with Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah. You know what? And Murr's right. You know, we all come from a place of sickness. But now, who the Son sets free is free indeed. What me and you need to do is take these rotten shells of death, lay them at the foot of the cross, take up our cross, and follow Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We've got to say, Lord, we love you. We adore you. We lay everything at your feet. You know, we make a mess of things. Jesus says, I'm the vine, you're the branch. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So when he says nothing, what does he mean? Hey, guess what? He means nothing.
Nothing.
We can do nothing apart from the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
You see, sin brought me and you, Myrna, all of us, it brought us to the state where we're at today that we call the earth. Sin created this place. You may say, wait a minute, Craig. No. God created the earth, the heavens, and the earth. You're right. But Satan, the prince of the air, is in control of this earth. Take a breath. What is that? That's air.
Yeah.
He's called the prince of the air. You know, Satan took Jesus into a high mountain and showed him all the glories and splendors of this earth and said, all this I will give you if you will worship me. So how could he give it if it wasn't his to give? This is his time. This is his time to shine. He is the prince of the air. We are, what scripture says, walking in the valley of the shadow of death. Why is it a shadow of death? Because for those of us who have surrendered our hearts, minds, and wills and emotions over to that of the Holy Spirit, it is but a shadow. Because Jesus has conquered sin, death, and the grave. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He is raised again and sitting at the right hand of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's shouting ground right there, folks. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, I'm so happy that we got to even share just for a few minutes here. This is our first podcast, and I just wanted to break some ice here and to let you know what we're going to be talking about here. We're going to be talking about how Jesus Christ can set you free from anything that ails you in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your walk, in your emotions. He truly has conquered sin, death, and the grave. On the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. What is finished? He took everything and died to it. All your sin, all your punishment, all your shame, all your guilt, all your addiction, all your heartache, all your everything. It is finished. And he said, by my stripes, you are healed.
Amen.
We have been set free. It's not what the world says. I don't care who the world says I am, what the world says I am. The world does not make me. Matter of fact, the Lord says, unless I have a mindset of the Spirit and do away with this mind of the world, I am an enemy of God's. God says, love not the world. Anybody who loves this world, the love of the Father is not in him. Well, yeah. Truly, I hope everybody got something out of this podcast here today. And I know for me and Myrna, we know to look up when things look down. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Bye for now.